Hello and welcome to Unreliable Evidence, and this week we're on legal aid. The system of state funding to pay for the legal representation of the not-so-wealthy was born in 1949. But since then, like many a 60-year-old, it's started to show its age, even got rather bloated. Spending on legal aid has grown and grown until the total cost is now running at £2.1 billion a year. Nearly £1 billion of that goes on civil and family law, and the government wants to cut £350 million from that budget. One third off is a big cut by anyone's standards, and this will be achieved by reducing, in some cases eliminating, legal aid in areas such as divorce, welfare, employment, immigration, school exclusion, clinical negligence and personal injury. And what is more, where it survives, fees to the lawyers themselves are to be cut by 10%. Kenneth Clark, the Justice Minister, the Lord Chancellor, argues that the current system encourages people to bring their problems before the courts too readily and suggests there's a compelling case for going back to first principles in reforming legal aid. Litigants will be encouraged to opt for mediation or use lawyers on a contingency basis, no win, no fee, that sort of thing. Others will just have to throw themselves on the mercy of the court and represent themselves. Or, of course, put up with injustice, as the poor used to do in the old days. So is this huge reduction and reform of legal aid desirable, or even necessary? Or is this a desperate cut made in desperate times? Will the reductions in spending reduce access to justice and close the law to all but those with plenty of money? Well, this is all up for consultation, so I'm going to consult Nicholas Green, QC. He's the chairman of the Bar Council, which means that in addition to his own practice in European competition, public, and administrative law, he heads the organisation which represents the interests of all barristers, great and small. Professor Richard Moorhead is the deputy head of the Cardiff Law School, and he joins us down the line from Cardiff. Some of Professor Moorhead's main research interests are legal aid, no-win, no-fee arrangements, the courts, and the legal profession. David Emerson is a partner in the solicitors firm Edwards Duthie, specialising in family law. He is the chairman of the Legal Aid Committee of Resolution, an association which represents over 5,000 family lawyers, and he's a former chairman of the Legal Aid Practitioners Group. In addition, he sits from time to time as a deputy district judge. And we were hoping that Jonathan Janogli, MP, the Parliamentary Under Secretary of State at the Ministry of Justice, whose responsibility it is for legal aid, would join us for this discussion. But despite our best endeavours, it's not been possible to identify a date or time of recording when Mr. Janogli or anyone else from the department was able to be with us. So I apologise if this, to a certain extent, is Hamlet without the prince or Hamlet without the gravediggers. But we do have a statement from him, and I'm going to read, I think, it in sections because it does provide quite a useful structure for some of our discussion. Jonathan Janogli says this, or the statement issued on his behalf says this, at more than £2 billion each year, we currently have one of the most expensive legal aid systems in the world. This cannot continue. Well, I think the figure is pretty well accepted, but Nicholas Green, do you accept it is one of the most expensive legal aid systems in the world and that it can't continue, i.e. there has to be some sort of reduction or reform?
Well, it's clear that in absolute terms the amount of money spent is substantial, and it is in that sense one of the most expensive. However, one's got to remember that you're not comparing like with like. In very many other countries around the world, they don't have the same number of prosecutions. For example, we have 1.2 million prosecutions per year, and defendants have got to be defended, and they've got to be defended with proper legal representation.
Mm. Well, the prosecutors, they're talking about criminal legal aid, which these reforms aren't directed at the criminal legal aid at the moment, anyway.
Well, there is another set of reforms and consultations which do focus upon criminal,
yes.
And the 2.1 billion is split half crime,
sure,
half civil, and money's coming out of both sides. On the civil side, I think one starting point is that the amount of money which had to be taken out of the legal aid budget was determined essentially by the Treasury, who said, MOJ, you've got a £9 billion budget, you've got to take over £2 billion out of it, and Ken Clark was then left with the task, get on with it.
OK, well, let's just get everyone's opinion on this sort of opening point, as it were. So, David Emerson, would you accept that something has to be done about this, that it can't go on forever?
Well, the increase in spending is almost exclusively down to the increase in criminal legal aid. And a lot of that can be attributed to the many terrorist trials that have taken place in the last couple of years. In actual fact, expenditure in relation to family and civil work has not gone up in the last few years.
So you're saying there isn't a crying need for a reduction in spending in the areas that they're going to have a reduction in spending under these reforms?
There's no need.
All right. Professor Richard Moorhead, what do you say about this?
Well, in some ways, I'd go a little bit further than that. The legal aid budget's been contained since around about 2003, so for the last 7 years, and in fact has dropped in real terms by about 11%. So there's already been quite a substantial cut in legal aid over the last few years.